And I promised you we'd be doing little talks with some beautiful people. These are contestants, entrants in the Miss Bolito team competition. And let me tell you what, I'm terribly impressed with the caliber of contestants in this year's competition because, well, everyone that's come through the studio so far has been poised and confident. And Lana and Emily, my two special guests this afternoon, are exactly like that. Welcome, Lana Viviers, is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes.
You see, just like that. And Emily Arthur, that's so nice to have you both in the studio. And gosh, this competition is exciting stuff. Hey, let's chat with Emily first. Emily, you obviously have a very good idea about what the judges are looking for, and you're preparing yourself to present exactly that. What do you think the judges in this competition are looking for?
I think this time around, they are looking for someone who is really attached to community work, people who really care to give back to our community because they really do deserve it. I also think that they are looking for someone who's very genuine and they are really committed to giving back and just, you know, cherishing every moment with friends and, you
know. So a real role model.
Yes.
And is this you? Is that what you are going to bring to the competition? Do you give to the community in any way?
I absolutely love giving back to our community. It is very tender to my heart. Especially during the COVID times, my family and I, we used to go and tender to all of our, you know, humble people who were out there saving us. And community work is very special to me, and I'm very excited for what's to come with community work with Miss Bolito team.
Okay, that sounds like you got your head screwed on in the right direction. Let's talk to Lana. Lana, as far as, I mean, you're yeah, I mean, I'm going to say it because you told me we're never really supposed to talk about age, but you're very young. You're very young, and it must be terrifying to be in a radio studio like this. And yet, look at you, cool as a cucumber. So how do you become so confident at such a young age? It's not a trick question. I'm just saying, but obviously, you're a together young soul and very excited about this competition. What do you think the judges are looking for?
I think they're looking for like confident people and like them just to be themselves.
Okay. Are you not, you know, thinking about a beauty competition? It's not really a beauty competition. I need to explain that this is a kind of general look around the attributes that you all bring to the party. Of course, the way you present yourself is very important. I make no mistake. But it's more than that. It's who you are that they're looking for as a role model for your peers and for people that are looking up to you. It's quite a responsible position. Have you ever been in a leadership position before?
No.
Are you obviously you're still at school? What school are you at?
I'm at Northern Tree Primary School.
Okay. Are you a prefect?
No. Yes.
No. You're not a prefect, or you are a prefect. That doesn't. It's a trick question. Okay, I know it's difficult. Sometimes you're a prefect, sometimes you're not. In your mind, you're a prefect. Maybe the teachers thought differently now. But that's so. What are your plans after school? I know it's a long way off, but do you have an idea what you want to do when you finish?
Not really.
Okay.
I haven't really like thought about it.
Okay, Emily. I'm sure you have.
Well, during my journey through this, like every year, I have a different mindset on what I want to do. But I think I'm fully into the whole law type of view. I am very into public speaking, and I am part of Toastmasters. So I think I'm a very good spokesperson. And
okay, well, that's going to be, well, obviously, if you're a good communicator, the law offers you the opportunity to use that to your best advantage. It's a lot of work, though. Are you academically inclined?
I'm very academically inclined. I'm very committed to handing in my assignments on time. And I think it's a very good thing to have. It's a very good skill to be committed to what you're doing and to always make sure that you are on time with things and at pace.
Okay, cool. So academically, you're there. And do you do anything else at school? Are you a sports person or artistic in any way?
I'm actually in an online school. I'm part of Evolve Online. I, however, used to be with Crawford. It's just through modeling now, and I'm currently filming a movie. It's quite busy for me.
Yo.
So it's quite a big move for me, but I really do enjoy it because of how academically committed I am. So it's very nice, and I enjoy it.
And who are some of your role models in life?
My role model in particular is my grandpa. He's always been someone that I can look up to in his wise ways. He teaches me really good words, and I always think about him before I do anything. And also God, because you know, he really does love us and he has special words for us. So before I do anything, I always think, what would he do? And then I would do it.
And Lana, who do you look up to as a role model in your life?
I look up to my mom. My mom is just like, she's so kind, and she always like,
she loves you.
Yeah.
You know how important that is in life. I think it's the only thing that's important in life. Hey, and a mother's love can't be replaced. And I think that's wonderful that you actually acknowledge her. And well done to both of you for entering the competition. And well done for both of you for coming on radio and sounding so professional. I'm impressed beyond words. I say this every time I have a chat to anyone that's in this kind of competition. There can only be one winner. But in my opinion, you're all winners for taking part. And we're holding thumbs for both of you. We'll look forward to the finals with great gusto. And I'm sure you're both going to be, whatever you choose to do, you're going to do it with style and aplomb and brilliant careers ahead of you. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Lana Favillas and Emily Arthur, two contestants in the Miss Bolito Teen Contest. The judging is happening, well, very, very soon, next month. And we'll be keeping a close watch on the event. And obviously, each week that leads up to it, we'll be introducing you to more contestants in the contest on 88 FM on the afternoon show. I'm Dave Charles, and here is The Fray.